Well, I always want them to cut it loose, but are you talking about like going full bore and destroying their teammates?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we always emphasize team first, trying to stay up. It's a thud period. Everything's thud. Unless we're going to the ground, everything's thud. We talk about just being a great teammate, no cheap shots, no side shots. You never want to put your teammate in a guy that's in a defenseless position at jeopardy, because it not only puts him at jeopardy, it typically will put somebody else. Like if a guy's not looking and he gets launched into somebody's legs, that it can have a compound effect. So that's something that we constantly show to our team, when we're doing it right, when we're not doing it right. And I think that's just part of the process that you go through and learning how to be a pro and learning how to practice. Well, it's not necessarily keeping the thumping to a minimum, because we actually call it a thud period. So if you're squared up on somebody that's carrying the ball, we want them to thud up. But we just don't want guys going to the ground, because typically, and you saw it yesterday, we had a guy go to the ground and, you know, he gets injured. So you want guys to stay up. We want guys to be available, and we'll get a lot of that tackling and hitting done within the preseason games and in practice, doing all the tackling drills that you'll see. Like, we have a team tackling circuit today. So that's typically what we want to do. Now, not to say that we haven't gone to the ground in camp. We've done that before. We did it last year, I think last year at family night, if I recall correctly. But and then the previous year, when there were no preseason games, we did a lot of that with our younger players. But it's kind of a feel thing. We'll see where we're at, whether or not we need to go to the ground. But right now, the emphasis is staying on our feet.